Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Oh, you gotta believe. They have to abound now. Your time will get saved.
anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's already done. Amen. We have faith in God. The Bible says, have faith in God. Believe in God. Trust in God no matter what's going on. We continue to trust in God because we know that His plans are greater than our plans. And God does have a plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to trust and believe. Believe that God is going to do exactly what He said He would do. And God said in His word that He would never leave you, nor will He ever forsake you, but He is always with you. So even as we begin to pray, we want to encourage you to be like James Fortune, who wrote that song, who just sang that song, and to believe that it's already done. Believe God. Believe Him against belief. Hope against hope. And belief against belief. Amen. Just believe God because He is able. God is able. He could do all things. And guess what? He knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. So just stay encouraged. Amen. I just want to encourage you on today. Amen. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. We thank God for each and every one of you joining us on today. We celebrate with our new baptism candidates on today, Sister Vanita, Sister Portia, and Brother Kevin Palo were baptized on this past Sunday. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done, and we are excited about the new beginning that they have in their lives, a new beginning, because there is power in baptism. Amen. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and just continue to cover those young people. They are all under 25. I believe they're all under 21. Kevin might be 21, but they are young people, and we're going to cover them in prayer. Amen. And we're going to cover you and your family and your loved ones in prayer as well. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God, just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, for the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, that you have a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. Yes. God, we thank you for being with us always. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today for saving grace, God. You saved us, huh? And you didn't even have to do it, Lord. And we just thank you. We praise you. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we're just so grateful. We come with a heart of gratitude on today, God. Just grateful to you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do in our lives. Lord, we're grateful, hallelujah, that you woke us up this morning. We're grateful for another day to praise you, another day to serve you, another day to worship you, another day to lift our hands and our voices in gratitude, worship, and praise, oh God. Lord, you're an awesome God. There is none like you, Lord. And we give you the glory, Lord, today. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh God. We thank you for Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she is yet praising you. We thank you, Lord, for her recovery, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Even as we saw her on tonight, God, that she yet still has praise in her mouth, God, that she is yet rejoicing for the great things that you are doing in her life, God. We magnify your name on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just stand in awe of you, oh God. You are a miraculous God. You are a miracle working God. You are an all powerful God. You are a magnificent God. You are, oh my God, a gracious God. You are a wonderful God. You are the only God. And we just thank you. And we just are so grateful on today. It is marvelous in our sights on what you are doing in the life of Evangelist Elizabeth Page, God. It is just marvelous in our sight that she even said out of her own mouth that she's in the battle, but she is winning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. What a magnificent God. So, Lord, we just thank you for her praise report on today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just praise you. We ask that you continue to heal her, God, that you will continue, Father God, to bring her up, Father God, out of the hospital, even as she's being moved to a rehab facility,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Even as she's being moved, Father God, to begin to learn how to function again, God, as she's being moved to have her facility strengthened. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for the work that you're doing in her life, Lord. Continue to have your way. Continue, Father God, to strengthen her spirit, man. Continue, Father God, hallelujah, to give her a praise in her mouth and rejoicing, oh God, even as she goes through this next phase of healing. Even as she goes through this next phase of healing, we thank you for your hand of healing upon her life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Lord, we ask that you would heal all who are sick on tonight, God. There are so many, Father God, who are feeling sick in body, God. We just ask, Father God, that you would lay your hands right on each and every person, Father God, who is experiencing sickness on tonight. Lord, we know that you are no respecter of persons. And what you did for Evangelist Page, Father God, you are able to do for each and every one of us. So, Lord, we just thank you for healing right now, healing of our inner man, healing of our soul, my God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Just thank you for healing of our soul, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for healing of our soul, for healing of every broken place, God. Thank you, Lord, for healing every broken heart on tonight, God. Thank you for healing every hurting heart on tonight, God. We just thank you and will, God. We praise you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, for your hand of restoration resting upon the people, oh God, under the sound of my voice, each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. We just thank you for restoration power. We thank you for blessing, God. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for my family, God. I pray for my family, even as we remember my sister Janice, who passed away back so many years ago, God. We thank you, Lord, today being her birthday, God, even as we remember her smile and remember her spirit on today, God. We just thank you for the years that you gave her to us, oh God, and the memories that we hold of her, oh God. Lord, strengthen my mother, my sisters, God, even whatever feelings they might be going through on today, God. And I thank you, Lord, for healing me, God, that, oh God, hallelujah, that I can rejoice at the memory of my sister, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the United States of America. We pray for President Barack Obama. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, my, we give you a praise right now for the young girl who was missing all last week, God, for her being found and brought home safe, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you that there is power in prayer, and we just thank you for bringing her home safe, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are an awesome God. You're a mighty God. You're a marvelous God, and we just thank you for your hand, Lord, being upon that young girl and being upon her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're just so grateful, even as we prayed and asked you to bring her home. We're just so grateful, Lord, that you brought her home and that you brought her home safely, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you and we praise you just because of who you are, God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. You are worthy,
you're
God.
Worthy.
You're worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, even now, God, thank you, Father God, for bringing every child home safe. We speak safety over our children, God. That you would keep our children safe, God, that you would walk with them and talk with them, God, that you would keep them from the hands of the pedophile, the pervert, oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for keeping them safe, Father God, from peer pressure, oh, God. Let them not touch drugs or alcohol, God. Lord, let them not know premature pregnancy or sex, oh, God. Let them, Father God, walk uprightly before you and walk in relationship with you, God. Lord, continue to have their own personal relationships with you through Jesus Christ, your son, oh God. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for our children. We thank you for our young people. We thank you for our grandchildren, God, our nieces, our nephews, oh God. Lord, we ask that you, even our adult children, God, hallelujah, even those who do not know you, oh God, we ask that you will put your hands on them, oh God, hallelujah, and that you will walk with them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, watch over our children that they're in college. Watch over our children, God, as they go, Father God, to and from school.
Yes,
watch over our children, even our adult children and their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them provision. Give them jobs, God. Give them wisdom from on high, Lord. Let them say no to drugs. Let them say no, oh God, to any ungodly behavior, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you and we bless your name and we worship you. So we, as I was praying earlier, we pray for President Barack Obama, God. Lord, we ask that you would cover him and his family, God. As him being the President of the United States of America, God, we ask, Father God, that you would give him wisdom, Lord, that you would speak to him, Father God, as to how to govern this country. Lord, you set them high. You set men high, oh God. And we know that you set our office officials in office, oh God. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, for your hand to be upon the president, Lord. Let him, Father God, govern according to your dictate, God. Let him govern according to your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Protect his family. We come against the spirit of assassination. We come against the spirit of murder. And we put a hedge of protection around the White House. We pray for every official, oh God, every person in Congress, every person in the Senate, oh God. We pray for, Father God, Pakistan and, Father God, and Syria, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for world peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for Russia and Father God, all the foreign countries, allies, and Father God, for the enemies, oh God, the adversaries, oh God, of the United States of America, Lord. We pray for world peace right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy on the USA in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah, for your hand upon this church, God. No weapon formed against New Creation can prosper. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare that every member, oh, God, is more than a conqueror. We declare, oh God, your hand upon every life, oh God, of every member, God. Bless every member. Bless their household. Lord, we bind up the spirit of lack, God. Oh God, we thank you for meeting every need, oh God. Hallelujah. supernaturally, releasing money, releasing a provision, oh God. You said that you would take care of our every need according to our glorious riches by Christ Jesus, Lord. And even as we bring our tithes and offerings into the house, you said you will open up a window so much, open up the windows of heaven and pour out so much of a blessing that we can't even receive it, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for blessings being poured out on today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your people being provided for. We thank you, Lord, for every need being met. You said if we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, yes, that everything else will be added unto us, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for royal provision. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that there is no lack. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every need being met, for every bill being paid, God, for clothes on our back and shoes on our feet, food in our stomach, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and in the cupboard too, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for new creation. Church, we thank you, Lord, for sending souls from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you, Lord, for filling that church, God, an effective people, God, a powerful people, God, a contagious people, a spirit-filled people, God, a people that love you and a people that love each other, God, a people who are on fire, God, a people, Father God, who have zeal for the kingdom of God, a people, oh God, who have zeal for Jesus Christ, a people, oh God, who want not that have the heart that you have, that not one man should perish, but they all should come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I speak a special impartation over every member of New Creation Church, God, that we will all get the spirit of evangelism, God, that we will go into the highways and the byways, that we will tell people about our church, God, that we will bring people in. And, Lord, when they come in, let them feel your spirit, God. Let them feel your power. Let them fill the Holy Ghost, God. Let them, Father God, say, what must I do to be saved? God, fill us, the pastor, so much. Fill it, the people, so much. Fill the house so much, the building, oh God, that people will know that you are the living God, that people will know that they have come into your house, that people will want to know who you are, God. Touch, oh God, those who are partnered with us, those who touch and agree with us in prayer, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, we thank you for increase. We thank you for increase. Increase, God, in every area, God. Increase. None of them. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for increase, God. We thank you for increase, God. In the name of Jesus, bless every, oh, my God, bless every part of that church, God, the Bible study, oh God, the word power on Wednesday nights, oh God, hallelujah, the restoration meeting, oh God, group support meeting, Bible study on Thursday, oh God. Hallelujah. The services on Sunday, God. The upcoming women's conference, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Woman, thou art loose, breaking every chain. We ask, Father God, right now, God, that you will touch the hearts of women near and far and let them say, what must I do to be there, God? The table is being prepared for your daughters, daughters of the King, to come in and be restored, to come in and be healed, to come in and be loose, to come in and be set free from everything that hinders them, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that it's already done. So, Lord, even as I pass this prayer line over to my husband, I ask, Father God, that you bless every person on the sound of my voice. Lord, go into their homes right now, God. Touch them. Touch. Holy Ghost, touch. Nah. Oh, God. Touch every person on the sound of my voice right now, God. Encourage those, oh God, my God, the anointing is so strong. Hallelujah. Touch those, God, who are hurting tonight. Heal the hurting, God. Heal those, Father God, who are sick in body, God. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, touch those, Father God, who are worrying. I speak peace right now to your mind. I speak peace. Be still to your mind right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Touch those, God. Hallelujah. 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 Who don't know which way to turn. God says, I'm speaking direction. Open up the direction, God. Let them know which way to go, God. In the name of Jesus, let them know the decision to make. Loose the answer. Loose the answer tonight, God, for the person who's been waiting for an answer, oh God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just praise you. And we worship you. Even as I pass the prayer line over to Pastor Anthony, God, have your way. In this next half an hour, as we continue to pray, let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name on tonight.
Yes, God.
God, there is none like
yes,
you, Pastor. Even as you were praying, God spoke to my spirit on tonight
yes.
that he determines the end at the beginning.
My God.
I said God has already determined your end at
yes.
the beginning.
Yes.
He already purposed to bless you. He already divinely orchestrated things to work out according to his good for your favor. He has already influenced, glory be to God, those who need to be influenced to bless you. So our job is to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
So as we pray tonight, I just believe, Pastor, even as we spoke that word on Sunday, a new beginning. You talked about the baptism and you talked about the people of God hearing the message of a new beginning. I thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For those of us who are looking for him in this hour, he said to pray without ceasing. And that's what we are doing tonight. We are praying to God, the God that says, I have purpose in my heart to prosper you. I have purpose in my heart to bless you. I have purpose in my heart for you to have that abundant life that my son was sent to the earth to die for the remission of your sins and to give you that abundant life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
That Zoe, life to the fullest. So as we pray tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Your word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And we're not going to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we want to acknowledge you on tonight.
Yes.
Because, God, we are praying to you in the name of your son, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we know that that name has power. That name has authority.
Yes.
That name has ability.
Jesus.
So right now, we bind up the devil in the name of Jesus.
God.
And every person under the sound of our voice, every household represented on this line, the New Creation Church, resident in Hillside, New Jersey.
Yes.
Lord, bless indeed.
Yes,
enlarge our territory and let your hand be on our lives on tonight.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed us. We speak it out of our mouths. We believe, therefore
Hallelujah.
We speak.
Glory.
I said we believe, therefore we speak.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, right now, the wealth of the wicked have been laid up for the righteous.
Yes.
And we thank you for the wealth coming into the house of the living God.
Yes.
We thank you for souls coming into New Creation Church. Lord, we pray for that church right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that more people come to be baptized.
Yes.
We pray that more gifts come into the house of God.
Yes.
We pray in the name of Jesus that every need be met according to your riches in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, bless the people of God on the line tonight because your word says where two or more are gathered in your name that you will be in their midst.
Yes.
So right now, we thank you that the greater one resides on the inside of us than he that is in this world. So right now, according to the prayers of the righteous, they are effective and powerful.
Yes.
The prayers of the righteous, they availeth much.
Yes.
And right now, Lord, we are praying because we are righteous.
Yes.
And Lord, we believe in for our families on tonight. Bless every family.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage.
Hallelujah.
We plead the blood of Jesus over every family. We plead the blood of Jesus over every child.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus
yes.
over every, in the name of Jesus, relative. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Have your way in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus. Our eyes have not seen. Our ears have not heard it yet, nor has it entered into our heart
yes.
what you're going to do for us because we love you on
yes,
tonight.
Lord.
So, Lord, we pray for your grace, and we pray for your mercy in this hour. Lord, we know that you see all things, that you are sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
And the people of God who are listening tonight, Lord, whatever they stand in the need of, we are believing for them right now.
Yes.
Lord, help our unbelief on tonight.
Yes,
remove every ounce of doubt. Remove every ounce of fear. Remove every...
Yes.
Remove every worry right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
And we glorify you.
Hallelujah. We glorify you. Yes.
And we magnify your name on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Lord, we
yes.
come against the spirit of depression. We
yes.
come against the spirit of worry. We come against that spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but one of love and of power and of a sound mind. So, Lord, I pray for the people of God tonight that no matter what they're facing in this hour in their life,
yes.
that you give them peace in the middle of the storm,
yes.
that you give them in the name of Jesus. You give them a solace in their spirit. You give them a rest in their being in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, comfort your people in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Put a refuge around them. Put a hedge of protection around your
yes,
people on
yes.
tonight. I thank you for the angelic host. I thank
yes,
you for the guardian angel that's watching over your sheep tonight.
Yes.
You
yes.
said your sheep know your voice, and they will not follow another in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the people of God that are saying yes to your will
yes.
and yes to your ways.
Yes.
Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us tonight.
Help us.
Help us to be transformed tonight by the renewing of our minds.
Yes,
help us change the way we think tonight. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, that person who has lack in their life, right now we speak abundance.
Mm.
That person in the natural that has sickness in their body, we speak healing and deliverance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes.
that person who might be in bondage right now, we break every curse, we break every cycle, we break every chain, we destroy every yoke. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
you said, come unto me, all of you who get weary
yes.
and burdened
yes.
and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, Lord, we need your rest on tonight.
Yes, God.
I felt that when I said it. Somebody going to have a sweet slumber tonight.
Yeah.
Somebody going to find themselves not worrying anymore. Somebody going to find themselves at a peace tonight. I speak it over your life because you've been obedient to prayer. You've been faithful to the spirit of prayer. You've been loyal to God who said pray without ceasing
yeah.
and men ought always to pray. You have been faithful over a few things, and I declare over your life tonight that God is going to make you ruler over much.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you continue to make a way out of no way. As we take prayer requests tonight, Lord, that person looking this way for prayer, for their children, for their marriage, for their business, for their health, for their well-being, for their troubled minds, right now, Father God, we pray as they have honored you tonight, even with their obedience, that you would continue to honor them.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, you are a faithful
yes.
God. You are a loving God. You are a kind and generous God.
Yes.
You are a caring and compassionate
yes.
God. You are a loyal God.
Yes.
And that's why we serve you.
Yes.
Yes, there are other gods, but they are false gods. Yes, there are other prophets, but they are false prophets. And we thank God that we are serving the one and true God in the name of Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the Trinity. One Lord, one God, one baptism, one faith, one body of Christ, one heart, one mind, one collective unit. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence. But the violence, oh, glory be to God, I feel the Holy Ghost. But the violent take it by force. In the name of Jesus, as we pray tonight, God's going to give you a greater courage. As we pray tonight,
yeah.
God is going to give you a Holy Ghost boldness. As we pray tonight, we are going to evangelize and win souls for Christ. The word says he who wins souls is wise. So we pray for the drug dealer on tonight. Lord, help them turn from a life of crime. We pray for the prostitute on tonight. Lord, help them seek help and get out of the streets. Lord, we pray for the runaway on tonight, that you would give them safety, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the orphan tonight. In the name of Jesus, every foster child, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God. We pray for the widow. You said pray for the widows in your day. So we pray for that single parent. We pray for the widows on tonight. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that that single parent trying to raise those children, trying to pay the bills, we cover every single parent on tonight, and we say, Lord, have mercy. We cover every grandparent on tonight. In the name of Jesus, every parent, every person, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every single person, we pray right now, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. We pray for every single person. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. God has given you everything you need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we give you honor for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. You said if we open up our mouths and ask, glory be to God, and believe by faith, we'll receive what we have believed for. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're going to speak to the mountains on tonight.
Yes.
And I pray that every mountain be removed.
Glory.
I pray that every valley, glory be to God, be removed. Every storm be removed. Every trial being removed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, hold our enemies at bay. The Bible says our enemies will come at us one way, and they will flee seven different ways. You prepare a table in the presence of our enemies before us. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that you are our shepherd. You make us lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
You lead us beside the still waters.
Yes.
Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Thou anointest our head with oil.
Mm.
Our cups are running over on tonight.
God.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
God,
I pray right now for favor for your people.
My God.
I pray that person that has their resume out there.
My God.
That person that has the job interview already lined up.
Yes.
That person that has an appointment with the human resource department.
Yes.
That person that has scheduled a meeting with the bank.
Mm.
The person that's sitting down with the mortgage and loan officers. The person in the name of Jesus that need grace with the collection agency.
Mm.
Right now, Father, we pray that you extend your hand of favor to your people on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your grace that will allow us to pay our mortgages and our car notes. Thank you for your grace that will allow us to be debt-free. I speak debt-free. Glory be to God. Debt-free lifestyle over your life. In the name of Jesus, just catch it by faith. Don't even let the devil get in there. You can have a debt-free life. And right now, we speak it with boldness in the name of Jesus. We're not going by where we are today. We're not going by our circumstance, but we believe in the power of prayer. And the Bible says we are the head and not the tail. We shall be the lender and not the borrower, the beginning and not the end. The first and not the last, above and not beneath. So, Lord, as we pray tonight, thank you for our position in you. Thank you for seating us in heavenly places on tonight. Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
As we take prayer requests.
Thank you, Lord.
As we take prayer requests that the people of God tonight.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. We'll come on one accord.
Yes, God.
With this prayer line.
Yes,
and we'll begin to pray for our families.
Yes, God.
We'll begin to pray for our businesses.
Mm.
We'll begin to pray for our neighborhood.
Mm.
And Lord, bless New Creation Church.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
My wife already talked about it. The launch and the introduction of the Recovery Restoration Program. Our reigniting and re-establishing of the midweek service.
Mm.
Our 12:30 p.m. worship service every Sunday.
Yes.
Tuesday night, intercessory prayer.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. 2013's Women's Conference.
Yes.
Woman, thou art loose.
Yes.
Breaking every chain.
Yes.
We pray that the budget be met. We
yes.
pray that we go over the budget.
Yes.
We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we have access to do kingdom work.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Caller, I see that hand. We're going to take that prayer request. Well, I don't know if it's a praise report. Whatever it is, area code 404. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. All praise is due to the Lord. I want to praise him for bringing that little girl back home last weekend, safe and sound. Amen. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your prayers really worked. And I would like you to please continue to pray for my household and my situation at home.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Maria on tonight, Lord. Glory be to God, your daughter in Zion. We thank you that the favor of God is on her life.
Yes,
we thank you that the favor of God is on her family. So, Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to pour out your blessings too big for her to receive.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak abundance for her life.
Oh, yes,
we speak well-being over her temple of the living God.
Yes,
no sickness or no harm shall come near her dwelling. Lord, protect her property, protect her business, protect her family on every angle, on every side, in the name of Jesus. Put a protection around her mind, Lord. Keep her in perfect peace. Glory be to God. We pray that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper.
Yes.
And right now, we declare over her life that she is more than a conqueror. We declare and decree over her life that she has victory over every battle. We declare and decree over her life that she is successful in every area of life. So, Lord, order her steps through your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Cover her with your angelic host on a daily basis, Lord. In the name of Jesus, no mishaps, no accidents. We cover her with the blood of Jesus. And we say, Lord, thank you for your mercy and your grace that follows her all the days of her life. In the name of
Jesus.
Oh, I feel good. He says goodness and mercy will follow you, my sister, all the days of your life. It's following you. You can't get away from it. Goodness and mercy are tracking
you
down. They are ahead of you.
Lord.
They have hold of you. And in the name of Jesus, we speak it over your life tonight.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we thank God, Lord, for the return of that the safety
Lord.
Of the young teenage girl that Sister Maria brought to our attention on last week.
Yes,
Lord, we know it was nothing but your favor. It was nothing but your divine hand and intervention.
Yes.
God, we give you all the credit. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor that this did not end tragically, but, Lord, triumphantly, you did it once again in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
You are
Thank
a
Jesus.
Good God. You are a mighty good God. You are a loving God. You are a compassionate God. And that's why we love you on tonight. In the name of
Jesus.
Sister Maria, thank you for bringing that to our attention on last week. God bless you. Continue to listen to us. But she did bring that to that day. God bless you. She did bring that to our attention last week, and we believe, along with other people's prayers, that God honored the prayers of the righteous.
God
amen.
Jesus.
To God
amen.
Be
amen.
The glory.
To God be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you both.
Amen.
Yes,
God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
Be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We bless you. There's none like you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There's
Hallelujah.
None like you. If there are any more prayer requests on tonight,
yes, God.
Any more praise reports on tonight, that's a mighty praise report.
Ooh, God.
That young lady was returned to her family
yes,
safely
Lord. Yay, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
God.
And, Lord, right now we pray for every person who has been abducted.
Yes.
All the pictures sometimes we see, Lord, that are posted with missing children. Right now, have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every child everywhere that your mercy would extend down in the name of Jesus and reach, Lord, those who are lost by the mercies of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for everyone tonight, hallelujah, as we continue to pray, asking for your grace and mercy. If there's another prayer request, we just want to touch and agree with you tonight. We want to believe God by faith with you on tonight. Hallelujah. The word says, two or more is touch and agree. We shall have what we say. And according to the word of God, we believe that prayers work.
Yes.
The Bible says that Hannah prayed, Pastor.
Yes, she prayed.
She had a barren womb. And God opened up her womb, and she had a baby. What a powerful, powerful, powerful testimony of Samuel and those who came as a result of these the prayers of this woman, Hannah.
Yes.
How
yes.
powerful.
Jesus.
That means our prayers tonight extend beyond this prayer room. Extend beyond our natural lives. It goes beyond what we can see in the natural. So I admonish you, if you have a prayer request, we're going to continue to pray tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just praising God so mightily on today for all that he has done and all he is doing. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a magnificent God. Continue to trust in God and believe in God. Hallelujah. Continue to just pray and spend time with God and develop your relationship with God. God is just revealing in this season that he wants to move in a mighty way in the lives of his people, but he wants to move intimately. My God, God is saying, I want to know you and I want you to know me. Hallelujah. And God is just calling us deeper, deeper into relationship with him. And I just want to encourage you on tonight that this battle that you're in is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Oh God, this battle that you're in is not yours, but it is the Lord's, my God. And I will take it further to let you know that it's not even about you, but it's about your relationship with God. See, the enemy is coming during this time to intervene in your relationship with God, my God. So just be very careful, amen. Walk circumspectly before the Lord. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Refuse to quit. Refuse to give up. And watch God. God is ready to move miraculously in your life. And we just thank God for what he's already done, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We praise God for what he's already done.
Right.
So, Lord, we just praise you and we worship you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you draw us nearer to you. Oh, God. Lord, we ask that you draw us nearer to you, God. We want to walk closer to you, God. We want to fellowship with you in a more intimate way, God. Lord, you said that those who worship the Father will worship him in spirit and in truth, and that you are seeking such as these. Lord, let us be that kind of worshiper. Hallelujah. Let us not come to you, Lord, asking for stuff. But, Lord, let us come to you, letting you know how much we love you, saying thank you. thank you, saying we praise you, saying we worship you, saying we love you, saying we adore you, God. We adore you. We adore you, God. Hallelujah. We love you so much, God. We love you and we need you, God. We need you. As the deer passes after the water, so our souls are longing after you, God. We thirst for you, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You said those who drink of this water shall never thirst again. Those who eat of your blood, your body shall never hunger again. God, we come in hungering and thirsting only after you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, fill us until we can take no more, God. Lord, we need a fresh and filling. I pray for a fresh and filling for every person under the sound of my voice, God, that you will pour out your spirit in a mighty way, oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah, my God, that you will pour out your spirit in a mighty way, God. Hallelujah. Lord, 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 wherever it's pulling on the people of God, we bind it up right now. We rebuke the hand of Satan right now off of the lives of your people. We declare that the devil has no dominion or authority in our lives. We declare right now that we walk in divine power that has been given to us. We thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah, that we have power over all the power of the enemy. We pray for your church, God, every church that's represented on tonight, especially New Creation Church, God. We come against any hindering spirit. We come against the spirit of offense. We come against the spirit of schisms and division right now in the name of Jesus, huh? We cast out every steaming on assignment that's been trying to take up residence in that church right now. We declare that God's people, we thank you, Lord, for the congruency of your people. We thank you, Lord, that we're walking in unity. You said how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Right. Thank you.
So, Lord, we just thank you for unity in the church, God, in the church, God. Continue to raise up Pastor Anthony and I. Continue to bless us and restore us. Continue to pour your wisdom from on high into us. Continue to endure us with more power, God. Continue, Father God, to give us greater revelation, Father God, to be shared with your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the new, most excellent way. Drug and alcohol restoration program, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for sending in, Father God, the addict, whether they're addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, money, church, work, whatever their food, whatever their addiction is, God. Send in that person who's addicted to compliments and who's addicted to people pleasing, God. Whatever the addiction, God, the person who's addicted to drama, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will send in that person, Father God, so that they, Father God, can be restored to your original plan for their lives, so that they could be set free, God. We thank you for the leadership team, oh God, my husband and myself, the Pastors Burgesses and the Pastors Malloy, God. We thank you for the team, oh God. Sister Lori, Minister Andre, Evangelist Lee, Sister Rita, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the givers, oh God. We thank you for those who are sowing, Sister Carmen, oh God. And Father God, so many in the church who have, Father God, made up their mind, Father God, to continue to sow generously into this work, God. We thank you, Lord, for those, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, who are praying, Sister Maria and Sister Carmen and all of the prayer warriors, oh God, we just praise you and we worship you on tonight, God. And we thank you for success in that program, God. We thank you, Lord. Even as I go to this meeting on tomorrow, God, hallelujah, we thank you for being with us, God, and walking with us and giving us new ways, innovation, God, on how to save the lost. We pray for lost souls. We pray for Lewis Simmons, God. Oh, God. Lord, Lewis Simmons and Rodney Simmons, God. Lord, they, and Darlene Simmons and oh, God, hallelujah. Shade and Nisha Simmons, oh, God, hallelujah. All that family, part of the family who's been missing from the church, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will send them back. Father God, draw them back nearer to the cross. We bind up the hands of Satan. We declare that no weapon formed against them can prosper. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we just thank you. that not one shall be snatched out of your hands, and not one shall be snatched out of our midst. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We pray for everybody who is in the need of anything tonight, God. Lord, and we ask God, oh, my God, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for meeting every need, God.
Every need, man.
Lord, we thank you for meeting every need. You said, let the poor say, I am rich. Lord, you said, let the weak say, I am strong, God. Let the sick say, I am healed, God. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need in the lives of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for family unity. We thank you for bringing the hearts of the daughters back to their mothers, the hearts of the sons back to their mothers, the hearts of the sons and daughters back to their fathers, and the hearts of the parents back to their children. We thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. We thank you for bringing the hearts of the husband back to his wife, the heart of the wife back to her husband. We thank you, Lord, for a spirit of forgiveness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we break every chain. Now, that's been trying to divide and conquer families. Right now, in the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, and we declare, huh? Oh, God, I feel this thing. I feel it. I feel God moving in this thing, Pastor. I feel God moving in these families. My God, he's touching the hearts of these family members. God is moving in your family. And, Lord, we just praise you for total restoration. Even as we talk about restoration, Lord, we thank you for total restoration in the family. In Jesus' name, and grow new creation, God. We don't know how to grow that church. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men towards me. So, Lord, we know how. We do know. We know it's by your power, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. So, Lord, we just stop saying we don't know. We do know, Lord. We give your church to you. We ask that your spirit will move in that church. We ask, Father God, as we lift up the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that your word will manifest, that souls will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You said you would draw all men towards you, men, women, boy, and girl, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Sister Carmen's sons that were with us on this past weekend, God. Lord, we thank you for that word, God, coming back void that was planted in their hearts, God. We thank you for those that haven't come, God, Sister Carmen's family, God. Lord, this woman has been faithful over a few things. And you said when you're faithful over a few things, you'll put you in charge of much. So, Lord, we just thank you for her family. We thank you for Sister Lori Davis and her family, God. We pray for every one of her children, God. Oh, God, we pray for every one of her five children right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God be against you right now. The Lord God rebuke you, Satan. Every one of Sister Lori's children, we declare them saved, set free, and filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Oh, God. Oh, my God. I feel that thing, Pastor. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for Sister Rita Lee, her children, Mother May Thomas and her children, Evangelist Leek and her children. Oh, my God. Sister Maria and her child, our children. We cover our children tonight. Sister Hakita and her children, my grandchildren. We cover our children and our grandchildren tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus. Over their lives right now. And we declare it done. We consider them covered. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah, amen. Well, our time is done. We're going to pass it back to you for this last couple of minutes. Amen. If anybody has a prayer request, you still have time to raise your hand to get your prayer request answered. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Join us tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if Pastor has anything else. Tomorrow at 7:30, you've heard us pray. We have a restoration prayer and Bible support group. Amen. That meets every Thursday,
Tomorrow is our power in the word session. Our Bible study is our word power session on Wednesday, amen, where we will be meeting at 7:30 in the sanctuary. If you're in New Jersey, meet us at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. I feel God so strongly, my God. Let God continue to touch you and move in your life. Meet us at Bible study, and on Thursdays we do our restoration Bible and prayer support group. We are excited. It's the most excellent way is love. Amen. And we are excited about that group. Amen. So that's Thursday at 7:30. Amen. Every Tuesday we are here praying as a church, the body, not just new creation, but the church. Amen. So you are those who are well here, you know you're always welcome to come near and far, from near and far. Amen. Get ready for our women's conference, which is coming up on October the 11th, the 12th, and 13th. You don't want to miss it. It's Woman Power. Not Woman Power this year. This year is Woman Thou Art Loose. Breaking every chain. There is no registration fee. Amen. If you can get here if you can, October the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. It's on Facebook. There are a couple of invitations, so everybody should have received the invitation by now. But the flyers are on my page. The information is on my Facebook page. Get the word out, spread the word, tell every woman you know to come. But I need names. I'm trying to get me some names so we can know how many people we can expect. I'm going to get some registration forms set up on our website so that people can go in there and register so we can have an idea of who's coming. Listen, I love you. Pastor Andy and I, we love you. Amen. We really love you. We don't do this because we want to build a name for ourselves. We do this because we want to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. And we love you. Pray for us continually. Amen. We're on the front line, and we covet your prayers. We ask that you pray for us. Amen. And we love you. We thank God for all of you who are on our team. Amen. And for all of you who come even on Tuesday nights and pray with us. Amen. It's touching and agreeing for these prayers. It's not just us. Sister Maria, she knows that this is a place of prayer, but she said our prayers are working. All of us are praying. Pastor Anthony and I might be the voices that you hear, but you have to know that all of us are praying. Sister Maria, Sister Carmen, Mother May Thomas, Sister Rita, Sister Lori, Evangelist Leek, Minister Andre, and all of those that I don't even know recognize your number, but those who come every week and touch and agree, we are all praying. We just happen to be the voices behind the prayer, but you are part of something powerful. You are a part of something powerful. You are touching and agreeing with us, and that means that you, too, are praying on Tuesday nights. Amen. And also, one more thing, Wednesdays at noon, we have the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group prayer. Please join us right here on Wednesdays at noon. We are praying for 30 minutes on the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group and for New Creation. Amen. And we do take prayer requests there also. So God bless you. I'm going to give it to Pastor Anthony to close us. Amen. We're going to have some amen, new music soon. Amen. There was something happened to our music, and I haven't had time to upload music, but that's irrelevant. Amen. We just want you to go out of here experiencing the presence of the Most High God. Listen. God loves you. Ah, my God. God loves you. Ah. He loves you so much. And sometimes it seems like the pressure is so intense and it doesn't feel like it. But God wants you to be reminded tonight that he loves you. Amen. So go out of here knowing that God loves you. Amen. And so do we. God bless you.
Amen. As we are going to leave with a song, but Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. In the book of Mark, he said, have faith in God, and that's what we want you. When man can fail, with man it might be impossible, but the word says with God all things are possible. And before you leave this prayer tonight, know that God is able. That that alone in your spirit, that God is able, should give you a blessed assurance.
Yes.
The fact that God is able.
Yes.
Amen. So, Pastor, that's all I have. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Have faith in God and know that God is able.
Wow.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. Good night. We love you. Hope to see you Wednesday night or Thursday night. Sunday
keeps me going.
God bless you.
On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.